Recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now, here's Larry.
Oh, man. We're rolling tonight. I'll tell you what, Randy, I want to get right into the show tonight because we got a lot of stuff to cover.
Okay.
I mean, tons of stuff.
Oh, man. What are we going to talk about?
Well, I think we're going to talk about the three election scenarios and which one of them will happen. I got to tell you, my head is just absolutely spinning because I got three scenarios playing out in my head, and I don't know which one is going to happen.
Hmm.
I really don't. Okay?
Okay.
So I want to get right into the show. You know, let me start this out with another big question. Why would they boot Biden to the curb and run Commie Lala? That's the big question in everybody's mind. Why would they do it? Okay.
Yeah, they did it. He didn't. They did it.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. They, you know, everybody said, well, they just pulled him to the side and talked him into it.
No. It's the high road or you know what.
Yeah, George Soros and Hussein pulled him into private quarters and said, look, you either get out of here or you're going to have an accident, okay?
I think so.
That's exactly what happened. They're both evil, they're dictators, and they're going to do that. Now, they were able to steal the first one for him, okay? Right. And they ran him because they needed a puppet. They truly needed a puppet, and he's been one, and we've all known it for all this time, and so they stole it. And Hussein got him another term is what's really happening. And George Soros is the one funding him and making him do all the stuff that he's doing because they both hate America.
Right.
Okay? So we're going to talk about three scenarios today, and I really don't know which one is going to play out, but here's what I want you to do is remember this, folks. Our show is designed to lead you into thinking for yourself. We don't want to think for you. Randy and I don't want to think for you.
No.
But what we want to do is lead you into the place, because here's what I'll tell you. Society does not want you to think anymore. They want to think for you. They want to dictate their morals to you. They want to dictate exactly how you're supposed to think. So, Randy, I really don't know which one of these scenarios will play out, but I think that I've got two of my favorite ones out of the three. And so we'll just go with that, and you know, and I'll just throw this in as a freebie up front. Do I really think that Trump stands a chance to win?
Wow.
My answer to
you don't think so?
My answer to that is no.
Yeah.
It is only going to be by a miracle and the hand of God that causes him to win this election.
It's not going to be because of a very good election.
No.
Principles. No. Or a fair election is the word I'm trying to think of. It's right. Not going to be because of a fair election.
I totally agree. So I'll tell you what. Let's start this show with talking about some of the Biden-Harris accomplishments. Okay. Let me just kind of run through a list here that I've made.
Did he have any?
Oh, they've accomplished a lot. Trust me, America has gone down the tubes. I'm telling you. They've allowed 21 million unvetted illegals into the country. We have historic inflation crisis, record high gas prices in all 50 states, record high consumer debt. They've released terrorists into the country. And I'll touch on that probably in segment two, I think it is, or three, because we're going to talk about that. They've helped to maintain the Ukraine-Russian war, the money laundering machine that they have. They have the Israel-Hamas war. I believe President Trump when he says neither one of those would have happened had I been in office.
Right.
I truly believe the man.
Oh, yeah.
Because he would have been the leader that would have said, no. This is the way it's going to go down, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, it's just leadership. He doesn't know how to lead.
No.
Trump does. He's not. Yeah. He's a leader.
Yeah. He don't know how to put on his pants without his wife telling him. Disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Violent crime is skyrocketing. They tried to gel their political rival in the name of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pure communism just reeks all over these people. They lied to America publicly about Joe's decline. I mean, my gosh, that man hasn't had a brain working in many, many years. Mm-hmm. He was too far gone. That's why he sat in the basement and didn't even campaign.
Well, sure.
But they stole it for him, okay? So then they declared war on American energy. I mean, the first thing he did when he went into office was shut down our pipeline. Remember that?
I remember. Did that and shut down the building of the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Those two things, first day.
Yeah, by design, folks. That's not because he's ignorant. That's not because he's senile. That's because George Soros and Hussein told him to do it. He was told to do it because they hate America. Please understand our words tonight, today. They hate America. They hate you. They hate everything that we stand for, and they're trying to destroy us. Now, they are the most unpopular president and vice president in history.
Right.
You know, the thought occurred to me today, Randy. They actually made Jimmy Carter look good.
That's pretty hard to do.
That's quite a feat, my friend. That is quite a feat. Okay. So here's our three election scenarios, and I'm going to start with the first one. I'm not going to list all three of them out to you. You'll just have to listen to the whole show and hang on for the ride because we're going to talk about three different scenarios. But the first one is, I think that Kami Lala is a sacrificial lamb.
Mm-hmm.
They recognize that America has decided and seen all the evidence that the 2020 election was stolen and that Joe Biden was installed like a toilet, like we say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They stole the election for him and plugged him in. And because this thing is too big to steal, you see that and hear that all over the place.
Right.
Too big to steal. Okay, let's make it too big to steal. Let me tell you, 2020 was too big to steal, but they managed to do it anyway.
Right.
But I think they've come up with the fact of, dear Lord, America's going to kill us. There's going to be an uprising if we steal it one more time, or at least one more in a row.
Right. You know, they only have to get just a few states. It's just a few states they're concentrating on. That's what they did last time.
Yeah.
Those few states, Georgia, Florida, the other ones that they were concentrating on.
Right.
That's how they did it.
Yeah.
It wasn't the whole country.
Yeah.
It was those few states.
Well, let's jump into their accomplishments, okay? Because we're going to cover more of that in scenario number two. But let's get into their accomplishments. Before we do that, let me back up. I think that she's the sacrificial lamb because they know they cannot win. So they're not going to sacrifice one of their people that they're grooming. And I'll just throw this one out there. Gavin Newsom from California.
Right.
You know, he's family to the Pelosi family. And so he's in line for the dictatorship. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're lining him up and he's next in line. So I will tell you this. I think she's nothing more than a sacrificial lamb. Let's talk about their accomplishments. No vice president in history has done more damage to the U.S. economy than Kami Lala. She actually cast the deciding votes twice that has caused the worst inflation in 50 years. And let me ask you this. Is there anything less expensive than it was 4 years ago?
Bidenomics, she's proud of it. That's what she says.
Well, let her own it. Let her own it. And you know what? We don't want to hear from Kami Lala fake promises and stuff that's just made up fast and policies. We want to hear an apology for all the jobs and the lives that she has destroyed. Let's take a look at some of them. Gasoline prices are up 51%.
Yeah.
Electricity is up 32%. My gosh, there's times when I get some of my bills in that I'm like, oh my gosh, unbelievable what's going on. Airfare is up 23%. You're getting ready to take another vacation.
Yeah, we are.
Paying dearly, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, it was not cheap.
Groceries are up 22%.
Groceries?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you don't know.
I don't know. I don't know about groceries.
I will tell you that I went to Kroger the other day, and for a small can of something that I buy all the time for my restaurant, normally cost me, I think it was 59 cents. I paid $1.59.
That was more than 50% up.
Yeah. You know that Fresca water that I like so well? Okay. The 24-pack in the cans? Mm-hmm. Do you realize that that's gone up to almost $10?
Oh, my.
Yeah, oh, my. I picked it up and looked at the price tag. I said, oh, my, no, I don't think so.
That's more than beer.
I went home and boiled me some tea. And you don't even get a buzz from that. Rent is up 22%. Okay. Eggs. They are up 47%, and there's a shortage. Do you realize that I'm carrying an extra couple of cases of eggs at my restaurant? Because I can't find them in stock. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sam's will get in a pallet full of eggs, mm-hmm. and they're gone like that. Mm-hmm. They're gone. Car insurance is up 54%. I mean, these are things that they are doing, that they have done to our economy, and she can talk all about that she's for the little guy. Let me tell you, they're not for the little guy. They're not for any of us.
No, it's Bidenomics, and she's proud of it.
Yeah, and they're for themselves. You know, another situation is that jobs. You know, last time that there was a job report, there was 818,000 jobs that they claimed that they had created that didn't even exist, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, this is the largest downward revision in 15 years. This economy is built on nothing but lies, absolute lies. They said that they had created these jobs, but the problem of it was there was so many things that was left out of these.
Right.
Okay, out of this report. Now, Biden learned from the master. The master is Hussein. I mean, let's just say it out loud. Hussein was the one that was cooking the books, and so he cooked the books, making everything look better than it was. And then once he had to leave office, well, He plugged in Biden and said, "Here, take over."
Right.
So, America, you have lost so many jobs under this evil communist regime that we can't even hardly count them all. Unemployment rate is up 4.3%. It's the highest level since 2021, and I don't even believe those numbers. If you'll remember back when Bill Clinton was president, he changed how we took and figured inflation and mm-hmm. how we figured unemployment mm-hmm. and things. They play with those. They're cooking the books.
Sure they do.
They're cooking the books, folks. Five out of the last six job reports have been revised to lower numbers. A record number of Americans are now working multiple jobs. Randy, you and I are blessed. I mean, we truly are.
Right.
We have enough money that we can live on, okay? Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, some of my employees, I'll be honest with you, they're working two, three, four jobs.
Right.
Unbelievable. And I'm paying them great. I pay them a good hourly wage. I pay them good tips. I do a quarterly bonus.
Right.
An annual bonus. I mean, well, I do everything I can for them.
All my contractors, I mean, we're paying them, it's double from what it was.
Oh, absolutely.
Framing went up.
Wow.
I mean, $2 and $3 a foot is over $4, $5. They went up to $9 a foot framing.
Wow.
And now it's settled back down to about 5 to 6.
Yeah.
But still,
yeah,
that's higher than the $2 and $3 that we were used to paying a foot.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, the U.S. dollar's lost 25% of its purchasing power in 4 years.
Sure it did.
I mean, that's ridiculous. They say that 11% of the credit card balances in the U.S. are now delinquent. It's the highest number in over a decade. You know, when I'm standing there at the cash register and I'm checking people out and they use a credit card, mm-hmm. my lunch is $14,
right,
including tax, okay?
Yeah.
And I often look at people that hand me a credit card thinking, my gosh, how much are you really, really paying for this lunch?
Right.
Because you know that some of them are leaving it on there 2 and 3, maybe 4 months. Mm-hmm. That $14 lunch is going to end up being a $25 lunch.
Larry, what's sad is I was talking to a friend of mine, and he asked his daughter, who's, she's in her 20s,
mm-hmm.
and she said, he asked her, he said, do you ever, like, you know, watch the news or hear what's going on or anything about all this? No, no.
Yeah.
And that's the way a lot of our the generation in that generation yeah. is programmed. They have their own little bubble.
Yeah.
And they don't see all this. They mm-hmm. don't see it. They don't see it.
Yeah. I know a young man that's, I don't know, he's probably close to 30 years old. I don't know if he's ever voted.
Wow.
Yeah. It's unbelievable to me. It's really...
Well, and what's sad is we need the Christians out there voting. that's a whole other story.
That is a whole other show.
We ought to do a show on that and bring about three or four preachers in here and find out what's going on.
You really want me to turn loose on with preachers in here?
Maybe.
Christian voting, okay.
Let's do it.
All right. I'm making a note right now. Christian voting show.
We really need to do it before this election too, so that needs to be a priority.
Okay. So. All right. Let's get it done. Got a little thing here that says Vice President Harris cast the tie-breaking vote to let the IRS track workers' tips so they can be taxed. Folks, you know, Donald Trump is the one who said he's going to take away the taxes off of these servers' tips, okay, and just let them keep it all and not let them be taxed.
Right.
And yet she's the one that jumped in and then said, oh, this is my idea. I'm going to do that same thing, okay? I've wanted to do this. What they didn't realize on that ABC, you know, fiasco that they called a debate is she was the one, okay? She was the one who voted the tie-breaking vote. If it hadn't have been for her voting for it, it would have never passed in the first place. Now that she's running for president... Mm-hmm. Oh, now all of a sudden she goes, oh, I want to take that away. Folks, before we go to a commercial break, let me just simply say this. Why does the government want you to go cashless? It's because they can track and control your every movement.
Sure, right.
They want to get away from cash because when you leave a cash tip,
mm-hmm.
when you carry a cash and you pay for cash and you leave a cash tip, that doesn't have to be reported.
Right. A lot of times, Larry, what I'll do when I go to the restaurant, I'll pay my bill.
Yeah.
Maybe with the credit card or my Apple Pay or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes down to adding the tip, I put zero.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, I tip real big, real large.
You and I both do.
And when she comes over, she sees that. I said, listen, here's your uh-huh. tip, but I can give it to you in cash. And
yeah.
she says, oh, thank you.
We've been thanked more than once.
Right.
But that's because we're planting seeds out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always told my girls the reason your tips are so high, so that have increased since I've owned the restaurant, is because I'm out there planting seeds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving to other servers in other restaurants. So, folks, hey, let's take a break and then we'll come back for another portion
of
this.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking. When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best homestyle catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
Okay, folks, we're back, and we ended up that last segment with realizing that Kami Lala is the one who stole Trump's idea to take taxes off of that. And before I move on, here's a freebie for you, folks. There's been over 100 food plants in America that's either been damaged or destroyed under the Biden regime. And I'm telling you, Randy, these food plants are either just blowing up or they're burning to the ground, and I'm going to tell you, they're not predicting food shortages, they're planning them.
Hmm.
I don't
food
trust...
Food plants, you talking about plants that make food?
Yes, yeah, yeah, that process food.
Right.
Yes. They're blowing up, they're burning down, over 100 in the United States. Now, you tell me how that happens. That's by design, my friend.
Huh.
I truly believe it's by design. Everybody thinks I might be kind of crazy, but I'm going to tell you.
Oh, no, Larry.
Nah. Why is
especially
the,
me?
Why is the government doing
I'm
that?
I'm the only one that would do this thing yeah. with you.
And it was your idea. That's how dumb you are. Folks, go check it out. Go look at it. You know, get out there and Google some things. Find it for yourself. Well, the economy, we talked about that. Another bullet point that I want to talk about is crime rates. Okay, we're talking about the Biden commie law accomplishments. Well, here's the second thing is crime. We can't take another term with commie law in office. She's killing Americans. Under commie law, here's the percentages here. Rape is up 42%. Robbery is up 63%. Assault is up 34%. Mm. Violent crime that's excluding simple assault is up 55%. Domestic violence is up 32%. You know, a thought occurred to me as I was going through some of these numbers and gathering all this data. You know, I remember the Pelosi plague, okay, during the China virus. They shut us all down and locked us down.
Right.
Randy?
Yep.
Domestic violence and child molestation skyrocketed.
Sure it did.
You had all these perverts that was locked up with these children and these women, and they were frustrated. They were angry. And they started beating the crap out of them and abusing them.
Hmm.
I hope our government's happy about that. Stranger violence is up 61%. Violent crime with a weapon is up 56%. Motor vehicle theft is up 42%. Do you realize that in Little Rock, Arkansas, really anywhere I go, but particularly in Little Rock, Arkansas, I open carry when I'm driving down the road? I literally reach up and take my T-shirt and put it to where I've got open carry to where I can have a fast draw.
Hmm. Well, you know, when all that happened, that started to happen with all the crime going up, speaking of Little Rock, I know of personally three Little Rock police officers that were, I mean, they were qualified for retirement whenever they wanted it. And, you know, then people just keep working and
yeah.
you know, banking their retirement and all that. And when that hit, all three of them, I'm resigning.
Yeah.
I want out. That's just, and he said they were a lot of them doing that. That's here in Little Rock.
Can you blame them?
No. Who would want to be a police officer now? That's why they have sign-in bonuses.
Oh, yeah.
They have all, they're trying to get people to come. If you want to be a police officer, just, you know, if you got a blood 98.6, come on, I'll sign you up. They can't get anybody to do it.
Well, I mean, would you want to be a police officer under this crazy mayor we've got? All he does is handcuff the cops. He can't get it. You know, they won't let him do anything.
It's all around the country that way.
Yeah,
it's
well,
all around.
I'm just going to pick. I'm going to pick on him.
Sure, I know it.
Crime is higher than it's ever been under the Biden-Harris administration. They lied to us and said that national crime rate was down. But what they didn't tell you is that the law enforcement agencies had missing data from the National Crime Database. New York, Los Angeles, Phoenix, San Jose, Suffolk County in New York Police Department, Nassau County, New York Police Department. They didn't have their numbers in. Well, my gosh, if you take some of the highest crime rates out of the report, you can make numbers do whatever they
right.
want.
Mm-hmm.
You college people that are always out there talking to me about statistics and all, you can make numbers say whatever you want. That's the whole point behind the statistic class.
Mm-hmm.
Here's, here let's enter into this. So, commie law, she wasn't raised in California like a lot of people think. She was raised in Canada. Now, like the lie that they're trying to say, she's not African-American. She's Indian and Jamaican. I don't know why they want to run her as an African-American lady, but it's a lie.
Well, like Trump said, you know, she said she's black. Yeah. You know, so now she's, today she's by it.
Well, and depending on where she's given the speech, I heard one speech given two different languages.
Yeah.
I'm like, my gosh. Her political career started out of an affair with a married man. She imprisoned over 2,000 black men for minor drug charges and held them past their release date for free county labor. This was done, in some respect, it's slave labor. She did that in California. She's a descendant of the Hamilton Brown families, one of the largest slave owner traders in Jamaican history. Only a Democrat can run on those kind of credentials.
Not sure.
And only a Democrat can run as a black lady. And I'll just throw this one in, okay?
There you go.
Joe Biden is possibly or probably one of the biggest racists that we have in our government.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
He is.
Yep.
Go look at his track record. Look at what all he did. And yet they run him and they want to look at Trump and say he's the racist. Okay. Well, that's it for crime. Now let's move on.
Go ahead, Rush.
Yeah. Well, I'm rushing to get this one done. Okay. So we talked about, we're still in our first scenario here that she's just the sacrificial lamb. And I'm trying to prove a case here. She has nothing to offer America.
No.
Okay. Now, let's not forget, let's talk about some ratings, some polls, some popularity, and how radical she really is. Do you realize and do you remember that in the 2020 presidential primary, she was only polling at 1%?
Right. 1%. I remember that.
1%. Now, don't be fooled by the media. They want you to believe that she's some kind of a rock star now, that she's running for president, and she's not.
Well, she worked for McDonald's.
Yeah. She even has that in an ad, and McDonald's can't even find her.
I think it's not right.
It's not.
I think it's a lie.
It's just another lie. They, you know, another report said that back in January, Kami Lala had approval rating as her VP, as VP, as 28%. Then all of a sudden, in the beginning of the summer, it rose to 32%. Today, they're trying to sell us on the idea she has a 50% approval rating. My question is, what changed?
Well, yeah.
I got the answer. It's the media.
Right.
It's the media,
it's
folks.
It's the lying media.
It's the lying media. Jim Acosta almost had a heart attack and died on CNN, one of the most liberal people. I'd never watch him. But he had to report that Kami Lala has dropped 11%.
Yeah, I heard that today.
Among the Latino voters in Arizona.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? The New York poll, and I'm going to tell you, I've never believed in polls. I will not buy into a poll.
Mm-hmm.
I've started at a young age. I don't believe polls, and let me tell you why. Remember when Reagan was running against Mondale?
Right.
It was the first time probably in my life that I heard, folks, this is such a close race.
Right.
You're going to have to stay up late at night or get up first thing in the morning to figure out who the next president is because it's neck and neck.
I remember it.
And do you remember the landslide that Ronald Reagan humiliated Mondale with? It was absolutely a landslide, humiliation. You know, another thing that I can say about Kami Lala is it's been reported that 12 different people declined being her VP candidate because they said it would be career suicide.
Sure it would.
Only a desperate person would consider being Kami Lala's VP.
That's why they got Tim.
Absolutely. Literally tossing their careers in the trash can is what they'd have been doing. And, you know, the best one that they could come up with is Tampon Kent Tim.
Right.
Really? I mean, folks, if you think that she's really polling the way that they're saying, I'm telling you, she's a sacrificial lamb. I really think. You know, I've seen reports and I've seen pictures and videos of that they went to the Revolutionary Communist of America party and gave a speech. Hey, invite Randy and I, and we'll happily decline. I want nothing to do with you lousy communists. But I'm happy to see that they admitted for what they really are. You want to take a look at her background? Her father was a Marxist professor.
Mm-hmm.
She is a radical. She's an absolute radical that had was polling at 1% in the Democratic primary. And now they've got her this way. She's so radical that in a 2019 video, she was discussing the fact that she says that prostitution should be decriminalized.
Gosh.
Boy, I could say a whole lot on that, Randy, but I'm going to hold back.
All they've got to do, though, Larry, is if she gets in, it's just you do what we say.
Yeah.
And that's it.
She could be the next puppet.
That's it.
She could.
That's it.
That's coming up in another segment. But her San Francisco policies are far too extreme for mainstream media to buy in. I could go on and on, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. Here's one. I don't want to skip over this, Randy, because you talked about this on a couple of shows ago about the tax that is on the unrealized gain.
Oh, yeah. She's going to do that. Tax on the unrealized gain.
So let me make sure that I got this straight in my head. So your house is worth $100,000.
Yep.
Okay. But in this year, appreciates
$20,000 for the year or $10,000 for the year.
Let's go with 20.
Okay.
Let's go with 20.
20% is a big jump.
Okay. 10%. 10%. Okay.
A year for our house. That'd
all right.
be good.
Okay.
Now you've got to pay the tax on that 10%, no matter whether you sell it or not. Does that make sense?
Does that make sense, folks? We're asking you, does this make sense?
How about your stocks? If your stocks go up 10, 15, 20%, and you've made, let's say, $50,000 in the stock market, you know, which would be a good year for a lot of people to make. Yeah. $30,000-$50,000 a year in the stock market, you're going to have to pay capital gains on that.
Mm. Now, here, I guess my only comment can be is the fact that I know she's stupid. I mean, she is pretty stupid, okay? I mean, she can't thread a complete sentence together.
No. It's
unless her AirPods are on and she can listen to somebody.
Yeah, she has those.
But I will say this. I don't think it's the fact that she's stupid. I think it's by design. It is by design that they want to destroy the country that we live
sure
in.
Sure it is.
It is by design that they want to turn America completely into communism so deep it will never turn back out.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if there's another Ronald Reagan, no matter if there's another Donald Trump, there's no way that it could be turned back around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really believe. I'll end this segment with this. I think you'll like this. Trump said Biden didn't become, Biden became mentally impaired. Kami Lala was just born that way.
Wow.
You know, that'd be even funnier if it wasn't true.
Yeah.
Now let's go to a commercial.
All right, we'll be right back.
When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best homestyle catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
Folks, we're back for scenario two. Well, Randy, what'd you think about scenario one?
Pretty good. It was a lot.
We like our own stuff, don't we?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, folks, be sure and tell your family and your friends about our show and tell them to listen to it on podcast, listen or watch it on YouTube.
Like, subscribe.
Yeah, do all that stuff.
We got to remember to tell people that.
Help us out.
Right.
Because we put a lot of time and effort, energy into this, and we're having a ball doing it. We're going to keep doing it because America needs to hear, and they're certainly not going to hear it from the communist news networks. So... anyway, here we go. Okay, scenario two. All right, so scenario one was the fact that she's a sacrificial lamb. They figured out they don't have a chance to steal it
right.
or for anyone else to win. It's too big to steal. Well, that's scenario one, and it's probably my least favorite, I will tell you this, okay? This is probably going to be my first choice of the scenarios that I think is going to happen. Okay, I'll just go on record and say that. it doesn't matter who they chose to run because they're going to steal it anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's too big to steal because Randy 2020 was too big to steal and they did it anyway.
Well, just remember that, again, they only have to do a few states.
Yeah.
So if they get, if they can get in there and finagle, I mean, Arkansas is out. They don't have to finagle Arkansas.
No.
They get in there and finagle just a few of those win states, well, or borderline states or whatever you want to call them.
Right.
That's all they got to do, and it's over.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to tell you, there will be a day that I would believe that the 2020 election was not stolen, and that is when I stand before God and he looks at me and says, hey, Larry, I got news for you. That was not stolen.
Right.
Biden won. I'll look at him and go, okay, I didn't believe it till this very second, but I finally believe it.
Yeah.
That's the only way. No one will ever, ever. Okay, well, let's get into this. Hey, I thought this was funny, and I'll share this right up front. Tim Walz recently declared at a rally that he can't afford four more years of this.
I heard that.
These people are stupid.
I heard it.
I mean, Tampon Tim, you...
Yeah, I know he can't afford four more years. Nobody can.
No.
None of us can.
Finally, he speaks the truth, and he talks about what's right. Folks, I got to tell you, if you're watching the news like ABC, NBC, CBS, you're drinking the Kool-Aid and it's killing you. It is absolutely killing you. Here's something I found that I'll take a little bit of time just to do. It says, y'all keep drinking the Kool-Aid. This is just how the communist news networks work, okay? In 1996, Bill Clinton visited Mount Rushmore during his reelection campaign, and ABC News called it a place where American ingenuity and American creativity came together and formed an amazing American accomplishment. In 2008, Hussein campaigned there, and CNN called Mount Rushmore a majestic sight and every president should visit. In 2016, Bernie Sanders campaigned there, the old socialist, and said he was humbled to be in the presence of four of the greatest American presidents. CNN described the scene as awe-inspiring. All right. 2020. Trump visits.
He gets blasted.
Watch this. CNN called it a celebration of white supremacy, and Trump will stand before two former slave owners and land wrestled away from the Native Americans.
Think a little bit of double standard is there?
Oh, you think?
Maybe.
You think? I'll tell you, Randy, here's what I'm going to tell you as we get into this. It doesn't matter who we run because they're going to steal it anyway. And the reason is, point A, under this scenario too, is the fact that our corrupt government, I don't care, there's not a difference between Democrats or Republicans. I just don't think there's a nickel's worth of difference anyway. We don't have Republicans and Democrats. We have a uniparty of treasonous people working against the American people. I feel like my government is absolutely working all they can against me. And here's what the real truth is that I believe. I don't think that Trump can fix it. I think we need to get rid of Congress completely, 100%, and start all over.
Well, let me tell you. It's like a story. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he had a perfect example. Do you remember the Harlem Globetrotters?
Oh, yeah, I loved them.
Okay. Now, who did they play?
I don't remember.
The Generals.
Oh, really? Okay.
That was the name of the team.
Okay.
Now, who always won? The Harlem Globetrotters.
Okay. No matter what.
Harlem Globetrotters are the Democrats. Republicans are the Generals.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But the Republicans or the Generals always got paid, but they never won.
Okay.
So it's a game. It's a game they're playing. It's just like when they came out with, you know, they were going to vote and have it to where you couldn't have unrealized Americans voting in their election.
Right.
And then they had the budget and they were going to pass it and tie it all together all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they said, you know, some of them were saying, it's never going to happen. It's never, and it didn't.
No.
It didn't. He folded.
That's
he folded. He said, no. Yeah. He said, we're just going to pass the budget and go
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Know? So it's a game, and it's just like the Harlem Globetrotters playing the Generals. They're going to win. Republicans are going to lose, and the Republicans are going to get, they'll get paid.
And I
follow the money.
I got to tell you, you led me right into, jumped over a few things, but I'll come back and find those. But I got to tell you, you led me right into something that I've got to share here. And that is, I've never been a big fan. We were oversold on Speaker Johnson. I think we were just oversold. Mm-hmm. I just don't trust the man. I think he's a crook. I think he folded like a dang chair.
Mm-hmm.
He refused to, he stripped. He told the Speaker or the Senate Republicans to strip the SAVE Act from the government.
Right.
And yet his office is denying it. The SAVE Act is a Republican-led piece of legislation that would take drastic steps to prevent non-citizens, particularly illegal aliens, from voting in America.
Right.
And yet Mike Johnson, our quote-unquote Speaker of the House, he's not speaking for us people.
No.
He's speaking for the lousy communist government. And Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has vowed to block any efforts in the chamber to pass the SAVE Act. And Biden threatened to veto it. And yet, Mike Johnson folded like a chair and did not attach it. And he said he would.
He said he would.
And then he backed out. Let me tell you.
He got paid.
Absolutely.
He's getting, even with that budget, they all get paid. I tell you, you take their pay out of that budget, they'll figure out a way to get that budget balanced or to get it in a way that they need to. You say, okay, we ain't going to pay you.
Yeah. There's only been one politician ever say that I don't want my payroll. You remember, you and I have talked about it several times, even on this show, Donald Trump.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I don't need to pay. I don't need to pay.
He didn't get paid anyways.
Yeah. You know, the fact of the matter is, Randy, is that he's not stupid. I think he's just evil and corrupt. And I'm talking about the Republicans as well. I don't trust Republicans. I don't trust Democrats. The only difference between the two is Democrats are deeper into communism than the quote-unquote Republicans.
Right.
And that's about the only difference that I can see. But I think that they have something on him as the Speaker of the House. They've got something on him.
They probably do.
And he doesn't want it revealed. They got some pictures. They got a story. They got something on
him.
They're
holding it over his head.
Absolutely. The GOP isn't spineless. They're not weak. They're just compromised. They're corrupt. You know, and I'll go back to this, and that is that in 1947, Congress passed the 22nd Amendment limiting the president to two terms. They said too much power for too long is a threat to our freedom. Well, folks, if you've heard one thing, I've had one drum on this show, and that is pounding, pounding, pounding. I'm beating that drum.
Mm-hmm.
And that is for term limits. Mm-hmm. Why do we have and why do we allow these people to be in office and we just keep putting them back into office and yet they don't do anything for us and they spend overseas and they never give anything to the American people? And that's because Congress is the largest money laundering machine that's ever been invented. All of that money is going to Ukraine and different places. And it's coming right back to our people.
Right.
Randy, I think here's one you'll like. I think this guy's kind of I found this. He's kind of one of your heroes. John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy said, I love this. I know many people in Washington, D.C. that would unplug your life support to charge their cell phone. I say we go to Louisiana and we have lunch with that man.
Yeah.
I say we buy him lunch.
How about if they're drowning and give them a garden hose.
It's my favorite line in that movie.
That was the founder.
Yeah, the founder.
It was the founder by about McDonald's, the founder.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they were standing in the restroom, and the guy said, I just wanted your name. That's all I'm buying is I wanted your name. Anybody can do a hamburger. I wanted McDonald's name. And he goes, what would you do if your competitor was over there drowning? And the guy, the McDonald guy, said, well, I'd like to say that I'd run over there and try to save his life. He said, that's the difference between you and me. I'd run over there and stick a garden hose under in his throat. Well, folks, here's what I'm telling you. We're watching the Marxists destroy our country while the Republicans that we sent to stop them are silent, they're gutless, and they're complacent. They are not doing a thing for us. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, we had black and white evidence that the FBI attempted to overthrow the United States government on behalf of Hillary Clinton in 2016, and the CIA toppled the United States government on behalf of Joe Biden in 2020. We've got all the evidence in the world, and yet we will not arrest them all. And this was all Barack Hussein Obama's plan. It's his evil plan. Magically, Joe Biden at 3 a.m. in the middle of the night, he got all those votes. And yet, Kami Lala, his running mate, couldn't even get 1%, and yet they won. So when the Democrats asked her to be president, she polled at 1%. Folks, let me tell you something. Trump doesn't need to beat Harris. Trump needs to beat the election fraud.
Right.
Our corrupt government is doing everything they can to install another Biden. Mm-hmm. If you think Biden was bad, you wait for Kami Lala. If they steal this election and put her into office, dear God, I can't even imagine. Can't even imagine what America's going to become.
Well, you said it. They put her into office. It's not her putting herself into office. Yeah. It's they are going to put her into office.
Yeah.
She's a puppet. Yeah. She's a puppet like he was.
You know,
it's a puppet.
I saw in the last couple of days, and I think you probably saw it too, Elon Musk came out with a letter and said, if Trump doesn't win, this will be the last election that right. America ever sees.
It could be true.
It could be.
I mean, you know, they can get in control. They get enough control. Why do we need elections? Let's just do away with them. We'll just be us, and that's it.
Folks, we may do a show after the election is over of something that's not on politics. But, folks, I got to tell you, we started this show, and our heart is absolutely beating and bleeding because how corrupt our government really is. Now, we've got plenty more information, but I'll tell you what. We're going to share that with you next time. Come back for part two of the three scenarios.